Nathan Zgura here at First Energy Stadium, where the Browns fall to 0-10 in 2017, losing 19-7 to the Jacksonville Jaguars. While that score does not at all tell the final story, the Browns down six, had the ball with over 2 minutes to go, and were driving across midfield into Jacksonville territory when DeShone Kizer was sacked, stripped, fumbled. It was recovered by the Jags. Now, the Browns defense forced a quick three and out to get the ball back for the Browns. They went after the punter. He kicked it through the end zone. It was Browns ball, first and 10 at the 20. Well, and Yannick Ngakoue had his second and a half sack of the day. Strip fumble recovered by the Jags in the end zone. Touchdown. They went for two. They didn't get it. Hence the final of 19-7. But the Browns had the ball in the fourth quarter, inside of 2 minutes, in Jacksonville territory, trying to win this game. Now, at the end of the day, you'll go back and you'll look at this one. You'll say the Browns defense did absolutely everything they could do to win this game for the Browns, despite the turnovers by the offense. Ultimately, at the end of the day, there were four of them, two interceptions from DeShone Kizer, and the two fumbles, actually five turnovers, and Jabril Peppers also lost the fumble. So five turnovers from the Browns, and yet this defense held the Jags to just 12 points of offense, and that touchdown that they scored came early in the first quarter. They did a great job getting off the field. They held the Jags to 6 of 20. That's right, 6 of 20 on third down, despite being on the field for nearly 37 minutes of this game. A huge game for the Browns defense, but it did not come without a price. Emmanuel Ogba had to leave this game with a foot injury in the first half. He did not return. We are not sure about his status, but he was unable to go in the second half. Still, all in all, for the Browns, a great defensive performance, but this team can't put it all together. You had a great offense against the Lions. The defense gave up 38. This game, the defense does its job. The offense couldn't get anything going. They wanted to run the ball against this elite Jacksonville defense. They could not. And then the sacks came and came and came. Five sacks, five turnovers for this Jags defense. And ultimately, for the Browns, too many mistakes to overcome here on a cold day at First Energy Stadium. And the Browns stay cold, unfortunately, and will look to get things right next week against the Cincinnati Bengals on the road in Cincinnati, which will be a tall task. It was all in all, you know, there were some good moments. Again, the defense, you have to be excited about them. Kizer threw a nice touchdown to Duke Johnson to make it 10-7 early in the second quarter. But the Browns would not score again. And it's defense. You got to tip your cap to Greg Williams. And they're his guys. They did everything they could. But again, you're going against the best defense in the NFL. And the Jags, they showed that today, ultimately doing enough to seal the victory for their team emphatically with a touchdown. For the latest on your Browns, be sure to keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.